Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
Shalom, this is Harriet and I will read for you today. And today we have Monday, the 1st of April, or the 22nd of Adar 2 on the Hebrew calendar. This week we are in a parasha or a portion from the Torah, scripture reading from the Torah, that is called Shminit, and it means eighth. And actual scripture reading from the Torah will be Leviticus or Vayikra, chapter 9, verse 17 through verse 23. So before we start reading the scriptures, please join me in blessing and thanking the Lord for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Mashiach, our Master. Then Aharon presented the grain offering, filling his hand with some of it and burning it up as smoke on the altar, alongside the burnt offering of the morning. He also slaughtered the bull and the ram as the sacrifice of fellowship offerings for the people. Then his sons brought him the blood, which he splashed around the altar, as well as the fat from the bull and the ram, the fat tail, and the layer over the innards, along with the kidneys and the covering of the liver. They put the fat upon the breasts, and he burnt it on the altar. But the breasts and the right thigh Aharon waved for a wave offering before the Lord, as Moshe had commanded. Then Aharon lifted up his hands toward the people and blessed them. Then he stepped down from presenting the sin offering, the burnt offering, and the fellowship offerings. Moshe and Aharon then went into the tent of meeting. When they came back out and blessed the people, the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. That was Leviticus, or Vayikra, 9:17 through 23. Now we have our portion from the prophets, and we will read from the prophet Isaiah, or Yeshayahu, chapters 19 and 20. The burden of Mitzrayim. Behold, the Lord rides upon a swift cloud and comes to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim's idols tremble before him, and Mitzrayim's heart melts within them. I will stir up Mitzrayim against Mitzrayim. Everyone will fight against his brother, and everyone against his neighbor, city against city, kingdom against kingdom. The spirit of Mitzrayim will drain within it, and I will confuse its counsel. So they will resort to idols, charmers, mediums, and familiar spirits. I will give to Mitzrayim into the hand of a cruel master. A fierce king will rule over them. It is a declaration of the Lord Tzvaot. The waters from the sea will dry up, and the river will be drained dry. Then the channels will stink. The streams of Mitzrayim will dwindle and dry up. Reeds and rushes will rot. the bulrushes by the Nile, by the mouth of the Nile, and everything sown by the Nile will wither, blow away, and be no more. Then the fishermen will lament, all who cast hooks in the Nile will mourn, and those who spread nets on the waters will languish. Moreover, the workers of fine flax and the weavers of white cloth will be ashamed. Her pillars will be crushed, all hired workers will be grieved in soul. The princes of Zoan are utter fools. Paro's wisest counselors are stupid. How can you say to Paro, I am the son of the wise, a son of ancient kings? Where then are your wise men? Let them tell you now. Let them know what the Lord Tzvaot has purposed against Mitzrayim. The princes of Zoan are fools. The princes of Noph are deceived. The cornerstone of her tribes have led Mitzrayim astray. The Lord had mixed within her a spirit of dizziness. They make Mitzrayim stagger in every work, as a drunkard staggers in his vomit. There will be no work for Mitzrayim to do, for head or tail, palm branch or rush. In that day, Mitzrayim will be like women trembling with fear because of the shaking hand of the Lord Tzvaot when he is about to wave over it. The land of Yehuda will terrify Mitzrayim. Anyone who mentions it will be afraid because of what the Lord Tzvaot has surely purposed against it. In that day, five cities in the land of Mitzrayim will speak the language of Canaan, swearing allegiance to the Lord Tzvaot. One used to be called the city of the sun. In that day, there will be an altar to the Lord in the middle of the land of Mitzrayim, and next to the border, a pillar of the Lord. It will be as a sign and a witness to the Lord Tzvaot in the land of Mitzrayim. For they will cry to the Lord because of oppressors, and he will send them a savior and defender, and he will deliver them. So the Lord will make himself known to Mitzrayim, and Egyptians will know the Lord in that day. They will worship with sacrifice and offering. They will vow to the Lord and fulfill it. So the Lord will strike Mitzrayim, striking yet healing. So they will return to the Lord, and he will respond to them and heal them. In that day there will be a highway from Mitzrayim to Assyria, and Assyrians will come to Mitzrayim, and the Egyptians to Assyria, and the Egyptians will worship with the Assyrians. In that day Israel will be the third, along with Mitzrayim and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth. For the Lord Tzvaot has blessed, saying, Blessed is Mitzrayim, my people, and Assyria, my handiwork, and Israel, my inheritance. In the year that the Tartan came to Ashdod, when Sargon, the king of Assyria, sent him, and he fought against Ashdod and captured it. At that time the Lord spoke by Yeshayahu, the son of Amoz, saying, Go, remove the sackcloth from your loins and your sandals from your feet. So he did so, walking naked and barefoot. Then the Lord said, Just as my servant Yeshayahu has walked naked and barefoot for 3 years, as a sign and a wonder against Mitzrayim and Ethiopia, so will the king of Assyria lead away the captives of Mitzrayim and the exiles of Ethiopia, young and old, naked and barefoot, with their buttocks uncovered, to Mitzrayim's shame. So they will be dismayed and ashamed, because they hoped in Ethiopia and boasted in Mitzrayim. Then the inhabitants of the coastland will say in that day, Look, such is our hope. There we fled for help to be delivered from the king of Assyria. Now, how will we escape? That was Isaiah chapters 19 and 20. And now we have our portion from the writings. Today we will read Proverbs or Mishlei chapter 4. Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention to gain understanding. For I give you sound learning. Do not forsake my instruction. When I was a son to my father, tender and special to my mother, he taught me and said to me, "Lay hold on my words in your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her and she will guard you. Love her and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme. Acquire wisdom. With all your acquisitions, get understanding. Prize her and she will exalt you. She will honor you when you embrace her. She will set a garland of grace on your head. She will give you a crown of glory. Listen, my son, and accept my words, so the years of your life will be many. I instructed you in the way of wisdom. I have guided you along straight paths. When you walk, your step will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Hold on tightly to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it, for it is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evil people. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass by. For they cannot sleep until they do evil. They are robbed of sleep until they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, shining brighter and brighter until the full day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, pay attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to their whole body. Guard your heart diligently, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away perversity from your mouth and keep devious lips far from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead and fix your gaze straight in front of you. Clear a level path for your feet so all your ways will be firm. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Divert your foot from evil. That was Proverbs chapter 4. And now we have come to our last portion of scripture for today. It's from the Apostolic Writings, and we will read Acts chapter 21. After tearing ourselves away from them and setting sail, we set a straight course to Kos, the next day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. Finding a ship crossing to Phoenicia, we went aboard and set sail. When we came in sight of Cyprus, passing it by on the left, we kept sailing to Syria and landed at Tyre. For there the ship was to unload the cargo. We looked up the disciples and stayed there 7 days. They kept telling Shaul through the Ruach not to set foot in Jerusalem. When our days there were over, we departed and went our journey. They all, with wives and children, accompanied us until we were outside the city. After kneeling down on the shore and praying, we said farewell to one another. Then we boarded the ship and they returned home. When we had finished the trip from Tyre, we arrived at Ptolemais. We greeted the brothers and sisters and stayed with them for 1 day. On the next day, we departed and came to Caesarea. We entered the home of Philip, the proclaimer of good news, who was one of the 7, and we stayed with him. Now this man had 4 virgin daughters who prophesied. While we stayed there for a number of days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Yehuda. He came to us, took Shaul's belt, tied his own hands and feet, and said, "The Ruach HaKodesh says this, In this way shall the Jewish people in Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. When we heard these things, both we and the local people urged Shaul not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Shaul responded, "What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but to die for the name of the Lord Yeshua." Since he would not be persuaded, we fell silent, saying only, "May the Lord's will be done." After these days, we packed and started going up to Jerusalem. Some of the disciples from Caesarea also went with us, bringing us to Mnason of Cyprus, one of the early disciples by whom we might be hosted. When we arrived in Jerusalem, the brothers and sisters welcomed us gladly. On the next day, Shaul went in with us to Yaakov. All the elders were present. After greeting them, he reported to them in detail what God had done among the Gentiles through his service. And when they heard, they began glorifying God. They said, "You see, brother, how many myriads there are among the Jewish people who have believed, and they are all zealous for the Torah. They have been told about you, that you teach all the Jewish people among the Gentiles to forsake Moshe, telling them not to circumcise their children or to walk according to the customs. What's to be done then? No doubt they will hear that you have come. So do what we tell you. We have four men who have a vow on themselves. Take them and purify yourself along with them and pay their expenses so that they may shave their heads. That way all will realize that there is nothing to the things they have been told about you, but that you yourself walk in an orderly manner, keeping the Torah. As for Gentiles who have believed, however, we have written by letter what we decided, for them to abstain from what is offered to idols, and from blood, and from what is strangled, and from immorality." The next day Shaul took the men, purifying himself along with them. He went into the temple, announcing when the days of purification would be completed and a sacrifice would be offered for each one of them. When the 7 days were about to be completed, the Jewish leaders from Asia saw Shaul in the temple and began stirring up the whole crowd. They grabbed him, shouting, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man who is teaching all men everywhere against our people and the Torah and this place. Besides, he has even brought Greeks into the temple and defiled this holy place." For they had previously seen Trophimus the Ephesian in the city with him, and they assumed that Shaul had brought him into the temple. The whole city was stirred up, and the people rushed together. They grabbed Shaul and dragged him out of the temple, and the gates were shut at once. As they were trying to kill him, news came to the commander of the cohort that all Jerusalem were in chaos. Immediately he took soldiers and centurions and rushed down to them. Upon seeing the commander and the soldiers, they stopped beating Shaul. Then the commander came up, arrested Shaul, ordered him to be bound with two chains, and began investigating what he had done. Some in the crowd shouted one thing, and some another. As he could not determine the facts because of the uproar, he ordered him to be brought into headquarters. When he came to the steps, he had to be carried by the soldiers because of the violence of the crowd. For the multitude of people that followed kept shouting, "Away with him!" As Shaul was about to be brought into the headquarters, he said to the commander, "Can I say something to you?" The commander said, "You know Greek? Then you're not the Egyptian who stirred up a rebellion some time ago and led 4,000 men of the assassins out into the desert." Shaul said, "I'm a Jewish man from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no insignificant city. I beg you, let me speak to the people." When the commander had given him permission, Shaul stood on the steps and motioned to the people with his hand. When there was a great hush, he spoke to them in Aramaic, saying. That was Acts chapter 21, and tomorrow we will hear about what he was going to say. So now, if you are reading through the apostolic writings twice this cycle, then you would also read from Revelations chapter 15 today. The book of Revelation chapter 15. This has been Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I pray that the Word of God will be an encouragement to you today as you hide it in your heart, so that the Holy Spirit can bring it to your mind when you need it. For now, many blessings and shalom from Israel. Until next time.